Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, right here to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe tonight during the Third Watch. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, regardless of what it is you're doing, how you're doing it, where you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. Also, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and we're on MeWe, we're on Parler, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, we're on Twitter, and we're on Instagram, all the same way, Captain's America. That's Captain at an S in the middle. I'll put America to the word, Captain's America, and it's all lowercase. Don't forget about our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And we look forward to seeing you over there and making comments, because you can go over there and just send us a message, and we usually get it within 5 minutes, and we try to answer all the messages back. All right, well, joining us from California, back home, back in the saddle again, so they say, it's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
I like the Captain. Good morning to everybody.
You know, I was going to play that song, Back in the Saddle Again. I forget who did that. Might have been Gene Autry. I don't know. But, all right, wait a minute. Okay, thank you, guys. Thank you. We'll see you now. Okay, there they go. By the way, it's rather humid tonight here. Let me see. It's still, well, now it's 82 degrees, but it was 83, 84 about an hour ago. Now it's 82, partly cloudy, and it is rather humid outside. So you walk out the door and you get that blast of warm air in your face, which isn't too bad. The breeze will come up in a little while, I think, and we might be getting some rain during the course of the evening, so that'll cool it down a little bit.
Yep, yep.
All right, speaking of cool, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And before we move on, I want to give a special shout-out to a lot of our pals that are on the Internet right now listening to us, to my Gold Star dad pal, Craig Gross. Good morning, Craig. And good morning to John. Good morning to Sharon. And good morning to Kathy. And good morning to Jerry. And those are people that I know are online right now. So there you go. Now, all that being said, Kyle, we're going to start with an interesting story here about Joe Biden. Now, be careful what you wish for when you get out there and you start blustering away and making all this noise. And he's going to give this big speech on Thursday night It's going to set the world on fire. It's going to be about the MAGA groups and the disorientation and the disrespect and all that in America. You heard all that, right?
Oh, that's right. Something about how, you know, our democracy is being attacked.
Yeah, well, our democracy is being attacked by Joe Biden. Because here's the deal. President Joe Biden's public approval rating fell modestly this week, a poor sign for the Democratic Party's hopes in the November 8th midterm elections. Now, I'm not surprised to hear that. Are you?
No, not at all.
Now, he was last week at 41%. This week, he's at 38% because nobody's buying what he's selling. Nobody, not even members of his own party.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. And one of the problems, of course, for the Democrats is that people walk outside their front doors and they see what's happening in the country, in the world, in their locale.
Sure.
And so the message that's being sent to them of, you know, this basically having this narrative crafted through Biden supporters, through those many in the mass media and so forth, it just doesn't jive and they don't buy it anymore.
Yes, and of course, Democrats, and by the way, folks, don't buy the hype and the lies coming from any of the mainstream media sources or any of the so-called bloggers that come out of the blue that tell you they just heard this, they heard that, and all that stuff. Don't buy any of that, because what's been consistent is that Democrats are expected to lose control of the U.S. House of Representatives in November, and probably the Senate as well. We're not going to play the game with, well, they're going to lose it by X amount of seats. The Republicans are going to win it by X amount of seats, this, that, and the other. All I'm going to say is they're going to have a significant majority in the House, and they will have a slight majority in the Senate, in my opinion, based on what I continue to hear.
Well, I think that that's really tracking, Captain. I really do. People are fed up. They're mad. They want real change. And they realize that one of the ways to put the brakes on what's happening with the Biden administration, literally running away with it, you know, in terms of policy, is to give control to the Republicans here at the midterm elections.
By the way, our resident guru of Guruville just sent me the song Back in a Saddle Again.
All right.
All right. Well, here comes the boy. You can always count on him, huh? All right. Here comes the music in my ear. Kyle, you hang on. And, folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch, a Wednesday morning edition. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell at MyPillow.com. Now, as you all know, MyPillow has just got a bunch of stuff for sale. And even though they've sold out some of the stuff they had with all the big buy one, get one sales that they had over the past couple of months, now they've got some new products that they brought in. And one in particular you're going to want to check on, there are the all-season slippers, $29.88. You heard me right. The all-season slippers for $29.88. Now, that's marked down 66%. From what it normally is, because they're introducing those to the audience. These are going to be the new slippers they've got. And I'm telling you, they are fantastic. I've got a pair, I've been wearing them around my place. And you can go inside, outside, very comfortable. And it's almost like having a pair of sneakers on. That's the way they feel on your feet. One of these nights, I may even wear them in here and see what it's like roaming around. But I can tell you that all you have to do is go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, use the promo code CAPTAIN, and you'll see them, all-season slippers, $29.88. Or you can give them a call at 1-800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459, and use the promo code CAPTAIN, and away you go. And that'll also put you in contact with the folks over at mystore.com if you want to go over there and take a look at some of the items they have there. Now, again, the phone number, 800-641-5459, the website, mypillow.com. The promo code will always be the word CAPTAIN. Check them out, the all-season slippers for $29.88. Hey, Kyle, did you say you were back in the saddle again?
I am back in the saddle again, that's right.
And you found something.
Well, that's right. Well, Jeff sent us a little something.
Our resident assistant.
That's right. He sent us a little something in the chat room, and it's not. It is back in the saddle again, Captain. But I don't know. You tell me. This isn't Gene Autry. I'm pretty sure. It doesn't sound like anything Gene Autry ever did.
I don't know. I can't quite hear it. Oh my. No, that does not sound like Gene Autry.
No, that's Aerosmith, actually.
Yeah.
Steven Tyler.
Well, I don't know. That's not that bad yet, but I imagine they get into it.
Yeah, they sure do. That one rocks. So thank you, Jeff, very much. That makes me feel very good.
That's our resident trusty dusty assistant.
That's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now, you know, we were talking about this poll that came out this week and shows Joe Biden down to 38% after being up as high as 41% in the last few weeks. And it looked like they were all excited his numbers were going back up. So the Democrats were on the rise and, oh, they were going to this and they were going to that. Well, don't buy the lie. They're not going to do anything but lose. I hear it all the time. And I hear it from...
Certainly.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, yeah, I think you're exactly right about that.
But I hear it from Democrats, I hear it from Republicans, I hear it from independents, I hear it from young voters, I hear it from older voters. I'm just hearing it. And just the fact I'm hearing it means that there's got to be some truth to it. Now, Biden's overall approval rating has been below 50% for over a year. And Americans have grappled with high rates of inflation and an economy scarred by the COVID health crisis. Biden's lowest ratings of 36% back in four weekly polls of May, June, and July, when they were really, really thinking that they were in huge trouble, rivaled the low of his predecessor, Donald Trump, whose popularity bottomed out at 33% in December of 2017 before it came sailing back once he got the economy under control. Now, when poll respondents this week were asked to rank the nation's biggest problems, the economy topped concerns with a third of the Republicans and a quarter of the Democrats pointing to it as the top issue. After that, for Republicans, the most pressing problems were immigration and crime, each of which topped concerns of about 1 in 10 Republicans. Then, amongst the Democrats, about 1 in 8 saw the environment as a top issue, and about 1 in 10 pointed to the end of national abortion rights as being a problem. They wanted their abortions back.
Well, right. It is always very interesting to see how that breaks down among the different party affiliations and what they are really prioritizing. But I might add as well, Captain, that, you know, Donald Trump, President Trump, of course, had his issues with poll numbers, but he was also going against the constant headwinds of basically the entire media coming after him every single day. Despite that, he was able to actually have real victories for the American people, for the economy. People's lives actually were improving. So he was always battling that. But here you have a sympathetic media with Joe Biden, but they can't cover up at all what's really happening in the economy because of the Biden policies. And I do think it creates this interesting question, and that is right now we see what the basic media narrative is about Biden and the Democrats and coming up to the midterms. After the midterms, I think there might be a real sea change in terms of Joe Biden. They might start saying things like, look at Joe Biden, he's declining, but I think it's going to be very interesting to watch, Captain, the media's message, the far left's message about what should be done. I think they'll double down on stuff like that. They're not going to say, oh, we made a lot of mistakes. It'll just be, we've got the wrong messenger now, and that'll be Joe Biden.
And here's the thing that's hard to fathom. Right now, the Democrat elitists believe that their best chance is Joe Biden because they don't believe they have anyone on the bench, namely your governor in California. They don't have anybody on the bench that's got the experience they need to go after, say, a Donald Trump or even a Ron DeSantis if he runs.
Well, right. That's why I do think we are seeing a lot of these rumblings about Governor Newsom here in California. He represents, I think, a different sort of take on the delivery of the message, as it were. So I do think they will put a lot of stock in the governor. Yes.
Now, President Biden is trying to deride his opponents by calling them names. Now, last week, President Biden denounced his political opponents in an unusually strong term. He described them as semi-fascists. Now, ironically, he has just congratulated himself for uniting the country by calling people fascists. Now, not only does this divide people, unless you're a moron, it dehumanizes them. And then history teaches us that very bad things can happen after that. Now, that's just another level of irony from President Biden, who may actually be unaware of it because I think he's lost a lot of his faculties. Fascism's actually a system where government controls business and opposition is not permitted. By no stretch of the imagination did President Trump control any businesses. What's more, opposition to him was vocal, and by contrast, the Biden administration extracts a steep price for straying away from the party line because, at the very least, his administration will partner with big tech and have you deplatformed and in silence from social media platforms where you might be using it for, say, your business.
Well, precisely. And they use the words like fascism as a buzzword. And they're counting on people jumping to some kind of conclusion. I don't think people really buy this whole thing. But what you're describing, Captain, of course, does sound like a textbook sort of case of something like that. If you want to be authoritarian, if you want to control, if you don't want to there to be any kind of opposition whatsoever. So evidently for Joe Biden, who was supposed to be the president of everybody last time I checked, remember, he's going to be the president for all people and
yep.
so forth. But this is he's run the most divisive presidency, that I think we've really ever seen, because they are going for all the marbles here. They really want to demonize the other major political party in this country.
Yep.
And they want to do it once and for all.
Yeah, they're trying to get rid of the Republicans, and they're trying to get rid of conservatives if they can do it, and they can't. So that's the wrong thing. But it's time for the president, President Biden, to stop with all the insults and begin some sort of serious introspection on himself and his party and where the country needs to go as a unit, not an individual, a bunch of individuals, but as a unit. To do the most good for the most amount of people. Otherwise, it sounds like as if, and I, you know where I'm going with this, it sounds like as if communism has made a strong foothold in America, and this is their opportunity. They're trying to just bust the door wide open, right?
Yes, right.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more here on Captain's America Third Watch. I shall return. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
The White House says President Joe Biden will head to Philadelphia on Thursday for a primetime address. The topic? American democracy is under attack. Biden's speech is scheduled to be given 10 weeks ahead of the general election. Some political analysts have argued this is a crucial election for Democrats, with some saying a red Republican wave may sweep Congress. Biden's address comes amid his pointed rhetoric recently, where he says MAGA Republicans have embraced semi-fascism. Former Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev has died at the age of 91 after a long health battle. This according to Russian news agencies. Reports from the Central Clinical Hospital, who said the former Soviet leader who saw the end of the Cold War was undergoing treatment there. You're listening to USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on the Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. Appreciate it very much. And by the way, last night during the 6 o'clock hour, I was on in Detroit on 1400 AM 1400, The Patriot, with fill-in host Ron Edwards on a program there called the 6 o'clock Report. And we had quite a chat back and forth about things, and I want to thank the people that sent me messages after we did the show up there, and thank you very much. And some of those people, I think, are listening on the radio right now. So there you go. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking religiously for going on over 8 years. I take it for one simple reason. It works. Now, if you're suffering with maybe you've got back pain, or you've got neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, maybe you got something going on with your foot, your ankle, or your wrist, then this is the product for you. And then again, maybe you just got general muscle aches and pains, because this will help you get rid of them and get out of it. Now, it's an all-natural product, all-natural ingredients, no narcotics in it at all, that helps your body to rebound from whatever the problem is that you had. It'll knock the pain out, number one. Number two, it'll help with inflammation and swelling, which is something that usually brings pain along with it. And that's what it's all about, is getting rid of the pain, making you feel more comfortable. So for those of you that are out there, and I'll bet there's a bunch of you right now that can't sleep because of the pain you're in, how about trying Relief Factor? See if that'll work for you. Now, the 3-week quick start is only
$19.95. It's been the same price for the 8-plus years I've been talking about it. It has not gone up. So give it a try by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and try the $19.95 3-week quick start. Because after all, like Kyle likes to say, all you have to do is what, Kyle?
All you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. Bingo, bingo, bingo. Okay, back to the drawing board. Now we know that the president did have constitutional power to declassify documents. Now, does that mean that everything had to be marked with a check mark or a square box or a round box or whatever the secret handy-dandy code was? Well, maybe, but the fact that he declassified them was good enough to start the process, correct?
Well, that's exactly our understanding, Captain, because, you know, certain powers are vested into the President of the United States when that person is, in fact, the President of the United States. So the President will do certain acts, and upon the doing of the act or the uttering of the thing that the President wants to get across, that is the act of declassification, is from what we can tell. Yes, there is a process by which then you would put something onto a document that denotes that declassification. But if you start eroding away the power of the president to execute the powers of the office, simply because you're trying to create some kind of criminal issue as a pretext to going after a political opponent, that's very concerning.
Well, we know there are a few. One's been identified already, a dirty FBI agent who is in the middle of this up to his eyeballs, and he's already been removed, number one. And I suspect there's probably a DOJ agent or two that are in cahoots with this FBI guy because it's birds of a feather flock together, that sort of thing. And I believe that it's all going to come out in the wash. We're going to know what it is that took place and who did what.
Well, certainly, and because it always does. It always does. And, you know, you mentioned something on the program yesterday, Captain, I thought was very significant, and that was the notion that, of course, they would have charged President Trump with something
by now.
This point. Oh, yeah, and at the very least, I think they would be leaking a lot of stuff. But what they're doing is they're letting this sort of slow burn thing happen where pundits can speculate endlessly about what they found or what they didn't find and what it's going to mean for Trump, and finally they're going to put him in an orange jumpsuit and on it goes in order to keep this sort of a political narrative going, because their target is really the midterms. I think to a great degree it is Trump himself,
yep.
But it's really the midterms and public opinion.
This is a psyops operation by the intelligence agency, those 50 people that we heard did not care for President Donald Trump that all signed a petition together. This is a psyops operation.
Well, sure, exactly, because they're looking to essentially, you know, create this notion in people's minds that President Trump is up to no good and so on and so forth. And yes, you know, because otherwise the American people understand if somebody breaks the law. But, you know, a lot of politicians, as we've seen, have literally broken the law and over on the Democrat side. And what do you get? You get James Comey saying, you know, no reasonable prosecutor, whatever, go after somebody for having their own email server in a basement somewhere or something like that.
Well, then you got Frenchie, because despite what Americans see daily on the television, especially on Fox News, the Biden White House apparently wants you now to believe that people are not just walking across the southwest border.
We got to laugh at that one. Oh, my gosh.
Well, she laughed when she said it.
Well, sure. Well, I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it at all. They're in a desperation mode. They know what their policy is. They know what it's designed to do. They know why they have the policy. But if people talk about it and it becomes much more a sort of a national topic, then it will be seen for what it is. And the reality of what is happening will be seen for what it is. So talk about spin. That is the ultimate spin cycle right there.
Well, former President Donald Trump's call for an independent overseer for the documents taken at the Mar-a-Lago estate must be granted, according to some people that are out there talking. However, a name that surfaced yesterday was that of an ardent never-Trumper.
Are you talking about Dershowitz?
No, not Dershowitz.
No.
There was a person whose name was suggested.
For the master.
That's right. And that person was an ardent never Trumper.
Right. Well, I know that people like Professor Dershowitz have chimed in on this. Alan Dershowitz is not a pro-Trump person in the grand sense, because he does, you know, he's much more of a liberal in the traditional sense, but he's a civil libertarian, and he's been defending President Trump, not only back during the impeachment, but also, of course, in the court of public opinion, I think, for good reason. And what's so significant about that, Captain, is that here you have someone who's not necessarily politically aligned, but is aligned with the principles that undergird our entire, you know, society, our entire system, especially our legal system.
Well, where Dershowitz gets involved is he came out and made a comment to all of this. He said the Department of Justice absolutely cannot be trusted with this special overseer thing.
Well, precisely, because any defense attorney is going to hear the words, we're the government, trust us because we know what we're doing and because we are the government. That is a chilling in so many different ways. And so it's just not going to fly. It wouldn't fly if this was a different political person or anything like that. So this is very important.
Yeah. And folks, the Congressional Budget Office has come out and said the U.S. population will grow extensively, entirely driven by immigration by 2043, by all the people that are coming here illegally and all the babies they're having.
Well, it's attrition, basically, and this is again part and parcel of the far left's policy to dilute and destroy the country itself by attrition. Because we talk about the notion of destabilization, and people might ask, well, what are you really talking about when you say that? Well, that's exactly right. That's exactly the point. You have many people coming in. They have an entirely different philosophy, an entirely different ideology, and are able to supplant the basic structure of what the American society is all about. It's not about white society. It's not about anything like that. It's not a racial thing. It's an idea thing, and the American ideals are what are at stake.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with the Trucker Sideway and Byway Report. Plenty of stuff to talk about, especially out west, so don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver.
Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Making a living the old hard way, taking and giving my day by day. I take snow and rain and bright sunshine.
Kyle. I love it. Yeah, that's Tommy James.
Especially that guy with the bass.
Yeah. Very nice.
Wonder who that was.
Who was that masked man?
No, he just rode out the door on the other side of the building here. Listen, I'm going to mention real quick, and I'm going to give it to you. A lot of weather's going on by you, but we have a huge problem tonight in Jackson, Mississippi. We've got to tell everybody about. It's the drinking water, amongst other things. But severe thunderstorms are possible for parts of the Northeast, Middle Atlantic states, much of today, much of the above normal temperatures, and several new record highs are possible over a large portion of the West and the remainder of this week as well out that way. Heavy showers and thunderstorms may produce flash flooding in southwest Texas and the southeastern New Mexico area through the middle of the week. So what else is going on out there by you?
Well, Captain, the triple digits, of course, are going to be the order of the day, especially in the American Southwest. In Phoenix, for example, on Wednesday, it looks like we're looking at 110 degrees as the forecast high. Right now, at this moment, it's 98 degrees for our friends in Phoenix, Arizona right now. Of course, we have excessive heat warnings all throughout western part of Arizona, including Phoenix, also Southern California, all through the high deserts, all through Southern California. I can tell you the heat is on, as Glenn Frey might say, here in Southern California, that's for sure, especially if you're heading out again towards Las Vegas, heading up Interstate 15 through Victorville, Barstow, through Baker. Watch that incline because it really does tax your engine and your cooling system. Las Vegas right now looks like they're experiencing 93 degrees at this hour, Captain. It's only going to get worse. The excessive heat watch continues on up through the central part of California all the way up towards Redding. Reno, Nevada, of course, also under an excessive heat watch right now. So you've got that going. This runs all through southern Idaho, parts of southern Oregon, Oregon in the north, and central Washington in the south. Also our friends in Seattle as well. So that is really the order of the day as we're watching these temperatures rise. By the way, California, they especially in Southern California, they are telling people watch out, conserve your power, your electricity, because they want to try to avoid those rolling blackouts that we talk about, Captain, when everybody has to turn on their air conditioning. But of course, air conditioning is so crucial for those who obviously going to have a bad reaction to ongoing and prolonged heat, which is what we're experiencing. But the rain on the map tonight is really confined to around Roswell, New Mexico, and also down near Carlsbad, New Mexico tonight. So be careful out there.
Now, Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi, folks, listen up. The Mississippi Health Department has declared a water supply emergency for Jackson. They did it yesterday as the city's treatment plant failed. Now, officials have warned the capital city's 150,000 residents, do not drink or use the tap water without boiling it first. Water is expected to stop flowing through the pipe soon, and the city and state have begun distributing alternative sources of water. Now, Jackson's had trouble in the past with its water treatment system for a number of years due to poorly maintained and ancient infrastructure. That's led to water with a high lead and bacterial content. Now, the problem escalated following a 2021 winter storm that burst pipes and led to a shutdown. It grew even worse this summer when damage forced Jackson's aging main treatment plant to run on backup pumps. Then the water supply was further contaminated by the nearby Pearl River overflowing last week. Now, the Pearl River is up around 35 and a half feet. That's making things even worse. So you got all this going on right now, and that means even more Jackson residents than usual cannot shower or brush their teeth without exposure to harmful bacteria. And the city lacks even enough water to fight fires. So public schools are closed until the crisis is resolved. In the meantime, it's unclear when Jackson's water situation will improve, because in 2021, Jackson's mayor said the city needed $2 billion, that's two with a B, billion dollars, to fix its water infrastructure. So they have a real problem in Jackson, Mississippi, serious problem.
They certainly do, Captain. I don't know how it is that residents of the city there can be essentially told that they're going to go without drinking water, reliable drinking water coming through the system indefinitely. That is very scary.
Same thing goes if you want to take a shower. Remember, that's
exactly
bacteria-loaded water.
That's right.
A lot of women aren't going to want to do that because they're going to go, oh, my goodness, my face will get all my... Well, whatever, but you know what I'm saying. And over in Oklahoma, let's take a look over there for a minute. Over in Oklahoma, Oklahoma City over towards Tulsa, you've got a foul air advisory over that away, which never is good. And on the hurricane front, okay, we keep telling you about that storm that's coming across. And as of 8 p.m. last night, looking at the central tropical Atlantic, showers and thunderstorms had actively formed and had gotten a little bit more organized as this low-pressure system located several hundred miles east of the lower Antilles has increased in size and a little bit of strength since yesterday. Environmental conditions are only marginally conducive yet. However, there's an 80% chance, Kyle, over the next 5 days, this thing will become a tropical storm or possibly a Category 1 hurricane.
Yes, exactly right. So whereas August was, of course, relatively quiet, and we didn't have any named storms, as far as I know, things could be starting up, and this could be the beginning.
There are three in the Atlantic right now. There's this other system that's come off the coast of Africa right now that's moving. It's got a 40% chance over the next 5 days of forming. It's already starting to move along a little bit quicker than the one that's out in front of it. And then we have another one, which is probably one of the leftover ones that we got rid of this week. It's a low-pressure area that's in the middle of the Atlantic, and it's drifting to the east. It's got a 30% chance of developing. So you got three storms that could be named storms within the next 4, 5, 6 days.
Yes, exactly right. And, of course, now is a good time just to start taking stock.
You
get
bet.
Get ready to be prepared. Yeah.
You bet. And if you're not prepared right now this time of the year, shame on you, because it is September coming up in, tomorrow. That'll be the 1st of September. And that's when it's usually the worst for the hurricanes around our neck of the woods. Okay, Kyle. Hang in there, folks. I'll be right back with more here at the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Lots more coming your way, and we will be back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.